Hi, this is Dr. Sam Trading. Medical report patient. First name is Rosario. Last name is Messina, M-E-S-S-I-N-A. Date of birth is 1016-1941. Examination date is 01-29-2024. Chief complaint, colon patient came today. The chief complaint of itching of the skin and mild nasal congestion. Peer, next line. Subject to colon patient came today with the husband stating that she has noticed irritation and itching of the skin, especially in the winter season. And it is, and there is no ulcer. Peer, patient also has nasal congestion due to season, and there was no proper sputum production of fever. Peer, next line. Review of system, colon patient denied. Headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling, comma, calf swelling, comma, open wounds. Peer, next line. Objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Peer, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Peer, next line. HEENT examination reveals minimal nasal congestion without any bleeding. Peer, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Peer, next line. Skin examination reveals dryness of the skin without any open wounds. And there is mild redness without any cellulitis. Peer. Next patient. Down D-A-W-N. Last name is Krizek, K-R-I-Z-E-K. Date of birth is 0817-1964. Peer examination date is 0129-2024. Peer complaint, colon patient came today for shock physical. Peer next time, subject to colon. Patient say that she is good health, no fever or chills, no copper sputum production, and no skin rashes. She is child care service. Here. Next slide, review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, rashes, comma, exposure to any infections or allergies, comma, recent travel. Here, next line. The past history is significant for hypertension and she is on amiodarone, 10 milligram a month of the year. The history of skin diseases or infection diseases, period. Cordiform TB test is on the marker. That patient is fully immunized against canker, and she had recent Tdap and MMR vaccination. See the next line. Social history patient. Works in daycare center. And she is here. Correction, patient is single lip with a granddaughter. Correction, and she takes care of her granddaughter. Here, patient does walk every day. And good health here, next line. Objective colon. It's ENT examination is unremarkable. See you next line. Make it suppose you're talking thyroid enlargement. See you next line. Heart examination has normal heart muscle. You're talking murmurs. See you next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally. You're talking bleeding. See you next line. Intermin is soft. You're talking terminus. See you next line. Extremities are unremarkable. See you next line. Skin is healthy. You're talking rashes or open wounds. See you next line. Neurological examination is intact. Your patient is ambulatory. Without any assistance. Musculoskeletal examination is unremarkable. Period. Next patient. Victoria, L-O-R-E-N, last name is Talian, S-T, correction S, correction C-A-S-T-E-L-L-O-N. Date of birth is 01-115-2001. Examination date is 01-29-2024. The next line, she popped in colon patient came today. No annual physical exam. The next line, subject to colon patient status. And she is in good health. Change in the bowel habits, the stool color is common. Urinary or bowel incontinence is common. Irregular menstrual period is common. Leg swelling or calf swelling, trauma training is common. Focal weakness of the upper lower extremity is common. Severe back pain, common skin rashes or depression. Period. Next line. That's medical history, significant vitamin for vitamin D deficiency, otherwise unremarkable. Period. Allergies are none. Period. Next line. Next period, next line. Renal decay is reviewed and discussed here. Next line, social history patient is single. She works in the bank. Here, patient has been history of alcohol use of substance abuse. Here, next line, objective code. ENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Naked supple without any thyroid enlargement or liver enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart cells without any murmurs. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Skin is healthy without any rashes. Period. Next line. Psychologically, patient appears stable and has normal aspect. Marie, M-A-R-I-E, last name Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Date of birth is 11-10-1964. Your examination date is 01-29-2024. Your next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today. With a follow-up after hospitalization for bilateral pneumonia secondary to corona infection. Come on. Generalized weakness. And this one on the left lower lip. Your next line, subject to colon patient. Had a severe respiratory distress and she was admitted to emergency room in the hospital and she has bilateral pneumonia secondary to COVID infection and also her blood cultures was positive for streptococcal pneumonia and she was on rosuvastatin antibiotic 2 grams two daily for 7 days after that her blood culture was negative. Infection disease, which was discharged home. Here, at home patient is recuperating, but still she has either a cough is minimal, and her O2 saturation at home is over 92% at the room air. Here, next line patient has generalized weakness without any focal deficit, and she's taking good rest. Here, next line. degree of system colon patient denied. Intercommon division common, throat common, swallowing difficulty common, chest pain common, shortness of breath common, nausea common, vomiting common, legs swelling or cramp, swelling common, tremors common, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities or open depression. Here, next line. Depression or snoring. Here, next line. Past medical history significant. Recent COVID infection and streptococcal bacteremia. Next time patient has a history of hypothyroidism and she is on levothyroxine. Mental micrograms once a day. Next time patient has a history of gastritis and she is on somatolin 40 milligrams once a day. Next time patient has a vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin D3 2000 units every day. Next time. Social history patient. Married with hypertension and she is in nurse profession and she is off the work. Not to return until further notice period. Patient has no history of smoking, cigarettes, come on, call user substance abuse. Here, next line, obstructive colon. HEET examination is reveals correction. HEET examination reveals the 2 millimeter blister on the lower lip without any bleeding or pus. Here next time, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or nephron enlargement. Here next time, heart examination. There's normal heart sounds without any murmurs. Here next time, lungs are clear. Bilaterally, correct, lungs are clear. Bilaterally without any lesions. Here next time, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Bowels under active. Here next time, extremities. There's no cap tenderness or edema. No tremors. Here next time, neurological examination is intact. Our patient walks slowly because of weakness and there is no focal deficit. Here, next line. Skin is healthy, period. Expression is Vulsihar, V-U-L-F-I-Q-A-R. Last name is Syed, S-Y-E-D. Date of birth is 04-04-1967. Your examination date is 01-29-2024. Your next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today. The chief complaint of right knee pain, left knee pain, low back pain, external hemorrhoid, ingrown toenails, both feet, and erectile dysfunction. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Which is true that he has noticed right knee and left knee pain last 2 weeks for the counter medication did not help. Patient had physical therapy in the past with good relief. The pain level is high and he stands most of the day at work. Your next line patient also complains of low back pain and the pain level is 5-6 upon exertion. It is relieved after resting and the pain is worse upon standing up at the work and he stands about 8-10 hours a day. Your next line. The patient had external hemorrhoid with fever gastroenterology and easy follow up. There is no active bleeding period. Next line. Patient has erectile dysfunction and his workup was negative in the past. The patient used the Cialis with good results and is requesting refill. Here, next line. Patient has noticed ingrown toenails bilaterally. They are minimally painful. There was no bleeding or redness of the skin. And he wants to have the bilaterally checkup. Here, next line. Review of system colon patient denied headache, common dizziness, common sore throat, common cough, common fever, common chills, common chest pain, common shortness of breath, common nausea, common vomiting, common legs swelling or cap swelling, common tremors, common focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, common skin rashes or snoring. Here, next line. Past medical history is significant for vitamin D deficiency and is on vitamin D3, 5,000 units once a day. Yes. Once the patient was on Tramadol, 50 milligrams once a day, severe back pain. Here, next line. Social history patient is married with his wife and children. Severe patient is an auto dealer. Period. Patient is one cause of back of severe colon and is cutting down. Ministry of alcohol use of substance abuse. And patient is advised on total body workout. This is next line. Objective goal. Heart examination and lung examination are remarkable. Here, next line. Abdomen is soft with only tenderness. Here, next line. Extremities have no cap tenderness and never edema or tremor. Here, next line. The right knee and left knee examination reveals the tenderness of the joints, especially in the atrial compartment, when there is no joint adhesion and weight bearing is most painful. Here, next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the lumbar sacrum, soft tissues, and the lumbar flexion is painful at 90 degrees. Here, next line. Examination of the toes reveals the intertoenal, both the big toes, where there is no redness or skin changes or ulcers. Next question is